The province has been wrestling with issues in healthcare for a long, long time now, and we've talked about it many times. There have been countless promises, plans to try and fix things. Granted, it's going to take a while. There's no overnight cure here, but yet another example of how much work needs to be done. And, you know, truthfully, what kind of really tragic outcomes can happen if it doesn't get dealt with. Showed up in Alberta last month. Don Agnew is the name of a guy from Calgary, died of pancreatic cancer May 6th of 2023. This is all according to his son. He was diagnosed in February of that year and never got in to see an oncologist. The target wait time from diagnosis to seeing an oncologist is 4 weeks. But in our province, it's more likely to be months before you can actually get in. Why? Simply put, not enough docs. So what's going on? We're going to speak with Dr. Paul Parks. He's an emergency physician in Medicine Hat. He's also the president of the Alberta Medical Association. Dr. Parks, thanks so much for being here. Really appreciate your time.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
This tragic case just came up in the news. It's more than a year old now, but I'm sure there are others, right? I mean, you must have heard that the wait times are getting too long, aren't they?
Oh, absolutely. And unfortunately, you know, I hate to say it, but that kind of case is becoming all too uncommon now, and it's happening more and more. I mean, I think the rarity is the family came forward and told the story, unfortunately. So, yeah, no, the waits are absolutely becoming untenable. And I'll say, just think about that. You know, someone has a diagnosis of, you know, something that's almost certainly a new cancer and waiting months and not knowing what's happening and never getting to see one, see a specialist. Like, we should be able to do much better than that.
What is, if I go to see my GP and he says, hey, listen, your blood, we're going to diagnose you with cancer. Unfortunately, we're going to refer you to the cross to see an oncologist. What is the target? What would you like to see in an ideal situation? How quickly would we be in to see an oncologist?
Oh, like if you perfect world next day or next week, yeah. But you know, we know that doesn't always happen, and we have to triage people based on how severe their cases are. But 4 weeks for sure, we should be able to hit that. Other provinces are hitting that, but unfortunately, in our province now, you know, we're facing waits that can be, depending which cancer specialist you're waiting for, 10, 12, even up to 16 weeks, depending where you are in the province. And you know, we're even seeing cases where you have you know, an example, you have a lump in your breast and you get surgery and have it removed and you need to see a radiation oncologist to get radiation so it doesn't come back. And the waits to see that specialist can be 10 to 16 weeks. And we've had cases where by the time they see the specialist, the lump has recurred and they have to have another surgery. And like those are the kind of examples we're facing and seeing more routinely, unfortunately.
Yeah, that's awful. Just not enough docs. We just don't have enough cancer docs in Alberta right now.
That's it. It's, you know what? This is something the government should understand really well. It's pure simple supply and demand.
Yeah.
And honestly, the demand across the country is growing. So one thing I should say, this seems all doom and gloom, but and it is unfortunate that we need to do better. But I got to tell you, when you get in to see our specialist, you get some of the best care in that world. And we keep people alive a lot longer with really complicated cancers. And because of that, they need to see the specialist more and longer, and they stay alive and have a good quality of life. And that's happening across Canada. And so these specialists that do this kind of care are very scarce. And unfortunately, we're competing with other provinces that are you know, valuing these specialists and prioritizing them and able to recruit while we're not.
Yeah, the provinces, they did recruit 17.5 or 17.2 full-time positions for 24-25. I'm not sure what the point two is, but whatever. This was in response to the Global News story that came out regarding this patient. But, you know, Global News spoke with some docs. Yeah, well, that'll barely replace the retiring docs and the docs who move out of province. So where are we in terms of how far behind are we from getting a full roster, and are we making up any ground at all, Dr. Parks?
Well, no, we're not. And that's the problem, is a bit of a shell game with that 17, for example. 10 of them are replacing docs who have left or retired. So, and in the 7 that might come in the next year, one's already backed out and going to Ontario, as an example. So, you know, in broad numbers, we figure we could absorb, you know, 50 specialists right now, cancer specialists now, just to kind of meet the demand we have now, and we know that's going to come in the next year or two, and we're just nowhere near. I mean, to put in comparison, that net of maybe 6 that might come here BC has managed to recruit 60, for example, specialists. And actually, what's really important to just put a kind of frame around it is probably every year Canada graduates about 50 cancer specialists a year, like that come out and are ready to work from, because it's such a specialized, you know, that's a ballpark, but there's such a specialized training. And you know, we could absorb every single one of them and still be looking, right? So,
okay, how do we get like six and BC gets 60? What are you doing wrong and what are they doing right?
Well, the big part is we have to, you know, I was listening to your clip before I came on. We have to return to the glory days. We have to go back to where Alberta Advantage is here. And this is the place that physicians want to work and are, you know, really valued and highly compensated. And we're falling behind and we've lost that over the last, you know, five years or longer. And versus BC as an example, they prioritized it. They're building new cancer, regional cancer centers. They really are competitive in terms of how they're paying these specialists and the support that they have. And that's the part that why we're discussing this kind of so actively and advocating is the only way we turn this around is it's the government, it's the premier and the minister that decide how the public dollars are spent and you know, decide that we should prioritize cancer care for Albertans. And we're just lagging behind. So we need the glory days again, the Alberta Advantage.
Lots of talk about, you know, restructuring, fixing healthcare, making healthcare work better. Where does this fit in? Have the conversations happened, Dr. Parks? And are they going anywhere? Do you think this is going to get better?
Well, you have to be optimistic. We all have to be. I mean, we're working in the trenches, hoping it will. I'll tell you that the restructuring has complicated things. The cancer care is a perfect example. If you're a specialist, you know, looking where to practice and, you know, there's an environment where there's a lot of chaos and upheaval and reorganizing and you don't even know where's cancer care fit into those four pillars. You know, even my specialists that are in the province here are scratching their heads and saying, where's cancer care fit? So that doesn't help for sure. And you know, like I said, we're struggling on many fronts now, and the reorg is really, it just is complicating things. It's long delays. It's paralyzed a lot of decisions, and we're starting to feel that pain in all of the, you know, I call it the trenches, but in the front lines of the healthcare system, we're all feeling it.
All right, Dr. Parks, hopefully things get better when this all works its way through. But some discouraging news today. Thanks so much for your time. I appreciate you being with us.
Yeah, I appreciate being able to talk about this important topic.